In March 1975, you teamed up with David Bowie on Fame.
Yeah, I was never in the London scene in the 60s, whereas George and Paul would be going around everybody's sessions all the time, playing with everybody. I never played anywhere without the Beatles. I never jammed around with people at all.
Loyalty, or it just didn't interest
you? No, just shyness, insecurity, and I couldn't go in a session and play like George plays. You know, I'm limited vocabulary on the guitar and the piano. So what could I do going in with Cream or whatever they were doing those days? So I never hung out in the clubs playing. I hung out in the discos boogieing and drinking and that, but I never did that bit. And then suddenly I was working with Elton, and then Bowie was around and we were talking and that, and he'd say, come down, and I found myself doing that. So he's fiddling around. He writes them in the studio. Now he goes in about four words and a few guys and starts laying down this stuff. And he has virtually nothing. He's making it up in the studio. So I just contributed whatever I contributed, you know, like backwards piano and a couple of things like Repeat of Fame. And then we needed a middle eight, so we took some Stevie Wonder middle eight and did it backwards, you know, and we made a record out of it, right? So he got his first number one, so I felt that was like a karmic thing, you know. With me and Elton, I got my first number one, so I passed it on to Bowie and he got his. And I like that track.